Con Show with Anna DeBlantis. Right here on 720 WGN. Okay, so I'm not 100% sure what to do with this. So yesterday I got a phone call from a number I don't recognize, and I'm thinking to myself, self, what is this? Who is this? And it's a guy who identifies himself and says, "Hey, Kevin, I just want to tell you." And he tells the story of this guy. And I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I'm going to like hang up. God, oh, just, missed number, no big deal. Except his story was kind of an interesting one. And I thought, who in the hell is this who is calling me? So here it is.
Kevin, Bill, somehow I got in the car, and I'm sort of like a couple of blocks away. I want to tell you how wonderful you are. Great directing and good eye and precise and knowing what you want. It was wonderful. Let's get together next week and celebrate our mutual successful story here. I don't know what will happen to the show, but what we did here the last couple of days is really successful. I'll call you.
All right. There you go.
That's William Shatner.
Is it?
Do we think?
Is it?
Certainly sounds like it. Doesn't it? That's so weird.
All right. Now, I just leave it there. I'm thinking who it is. I thought, well, I call back. And I go, hey, that was the wrong number. Just letting you know, because it sounds like an important call you might want to, make. And he's like, and I'm like, I don't know. I just don't think it's right. I don't know. I don't want to get in the way. I don't want to think about it. So an hour ago, we're sitting here on this show. My phone rings. It's the same number.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Kevin, I guess that's you from the way you're answering. I know the name is unfamiliar. It's Bill Shatner. I just wanted to apologize once again for running off without saying the fondest of farewells. I love you. You're a great guy. And funny and perceptive and talented. Look forward to our mutual success, but in the chance that it isn't, I would love to continue our relationship. Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my word.
It was William Shatner.
Totally.
Like, talking to some director about how great they worked on a project together and how great it was, and they hope that it goes on to something else. Maybe it's a pilot for something or whatever it is.
Oh, my gosh. Were you talking to Kevin Smith? Is that what you just said? Talking to Kevin Smith there? Is that what you think?
I don't know. I don't know who the director is. But it could be Kevin Smith. I know they worked on something together. But it's just a guy named Kevin. I don't know. There's a director's named Kevin. Let's call all the directors named Kevin with similar phone numbers to mine. Start now.
We need to do that. I think we need a full, thorough investigation. Do you feel like the need to call him back and let him know that his loving messages to Kevin didn't get received? Isn't that something that you might be morally obligated to do?
I don't know. Should I? I don't know.
Well, you might get a nice little chat with William Shatner. Or a text.
Well,
thank you.
Could you possibly be in William Shatner's phone as Bill's name next to your name?
I don't have him in my phone.
Okay.
So I don't think. Hold on.
You wouldn't know that?
Honey, booby, darling.
My agent.
Bubby, I'm going to have William Shatner call you.
Shatner's calling.
Now stand by your phone because Shatner's going to make a call to you and it's not going to be to you. So when he calls you and it's the wrong number, go ahead, pick up and then pitch your story to him.
The publicity stunt. This is perfect.
That, by the way, is exactly the kind of thing that my agent would do.
Maybe he reps him too. You think he does?
That's how he gets you in with Shatner.
Yeah. Right. He goes, now listen, I don't think I could get you in with him, but if I do set this up where he misdials and calls you thinking he's calling Kevin Smith and then you start to talk to him, maybe that would be a good thing.
Well, it might be a start of a really great relationship. If you call him back and say, look, it seemed like a very heartfelt message you had for Kevin. I wouldn't want him to miss it. Or not know what you're talking about the next time you reference it.
Right.
Why don't
call
you?
Offer him our Kevin if he wants it.
Right.
Kevin.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call him back.
I'll say it's Kevin.
And you're going to go, hey, it's Kevin.
Thanks for the nice message. I am brilliant.
This is all part of the plan. Hey, Kevin here. I got your call. I appreciate you listening to my sports reports and whatnot.
Bubby, darling, sweetheart, listen, don't you have a guy on your show named Kevin?
This is perfect.
Could Richard Roper be involved in this?
Yeah, bring in Rich.
Maybe he's totally
perfect.
Weren't we supposed to do something with Shatner a couple of weeks ago? Wasn't I supposed to do an interview, like a morning interview pre-record with him? A couple months ago now, right? Because I know I was doing it from the other studio, and there was, and we were going to do it. And I remember that that we got a call from his publicist or something right before it, and it was like, okay, cancel it. I was going to do it like 9 o'clock in the morning. So there might have been a number. My number might have been. I mean, somehow he has my number.
That's
I don't know. Very strange. So maybe it was from that, you know, that he was supposed to call because he was going to call directly into another.
Unless he's one of those guys that still has like paper numbers written out in a little book somewhere, and he just transcribed a number.
Seems like that kind of guy.
You know, like he's got the old his Hollywood book kind of thing, and he's like, all right, let me call him.
I say we ride this thing for
we got to do something.
Everything we can. Bill, Kevin, missed your call. Appreciate you reaching out.
Ro told me that you called.
Figure we get Richard Roper on board for a nice review, maybe a 4-star situation.
Right. That right, okay. So we're selling off Richard's
Everybody's
review.
Getting sold off here.
Why not? This is a great plan.
Wonderful.
I can just feel it. Nothing could go wrong here.
Ro's agent pulling all the strings here.
My agent who does, it was not beyond my agent to go, Bubby darling, sweetheart, you know this Dick Roper, right? And I'm like, it's Richard Roper. And he goes, listen, my grandnephew just made a movie about the paperclip, where the paperclip comes to life, and could he give it 4 stars?
Can I send him a link? And then he'll just review it.
Right.
You know, send him, give him
right.
4 stars.
I don't even
That's
know.
How it works.
They do this thing where they call it a link. I don't even know what it is. It's a Michigas. But here's the thing. What we're going to do is we're going to send it. Maybe, you know, would it be so bad if maybe he gave it a star? 4 would be good.
4.
But William Shatner called you, Ro.
We got to do.
That is. That's him.
What is appropriate about this?
Well, I think calling him back would totally be appropriate.
Just clarifying it all.
Yeah, just sort of, you know.
On the air.
You know what? Now,
and then
Lauren,
ask him to come on with us.
Lauren was very practical about this. Lauren was, hey, text him because that's...
Oh, it's not awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
wrong number.
Right, but awkwardness is fun sometimes, like, especially on live radio.
How about I do this? How about I text him, new phone, who dis?
Oh, God.
And
he'll break his heart.
You out? At midnight tonight. At midnight. No, 2 a.m. You out?
Send a sup at 3 a.m.
What are you doing?
Sup. Hey, yup. Wait, is Kevin, what's going on with this director?
I'd say after you've had a little bit of something to drinky poo tonight, and then you call him after that, and then you sort of, you know, just talk to him. Break the ice a little bit. See if you can get him to come on the show.
Send him an awkward selfie.
What was he promoting? Do you remember? A couple of months ago. So we get this call from his people about something. He was going to be in town for something, right? He was like in town for a play, or he's always doing like a one man thing. He is incredibly talented.
He's
amazing.
I love him.
The funny thing is, last night I get this call and I don't know what to do with it. And then this morning or this afternoon, I turn on the TV and he's on The Talk, that stupid The View of CBS show. And so I'm listening for a few minutes. There was the most awkward moment in the history of television. One of the people, and I don't know who any of these people are except for the one who was on Roseanne on this desk.
Sarah Gilbert.
Right.
Who I think is leaving.
But there was some lady asks a question who it was like, now you worked with Richard Nimoy and you have some regrets about not getting along with him. She's reading off of her card, and he goes, it's Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, I was like, Richard? Like, that doesn't sound right.
And she goes, oh, yeah, Leonard, and you didn't get along with him. And he goes, yeah, I didn't get along with him because I always called him Richard Nimoy. I didn't understand why. He saved this idiot who was asking the question. He made it funny, and he took her off the hook for it, which is an incredibly really kind thing to do in an interview like that.
Right.
Right? And then she follows up and asks, so how's your relationship now? To which William Shatner has to say, well, he passed away, so,
he's
you know,
dead.
I will always have those regrets.
Oh, God.
You're like, oh, my God!
Oh.
Oh, my God! I'm watching, like, the worst talk show car crash ever.
You think he called Bubby afterwards? Tell him never to book him there again. You remember, okay, this, I just kind of did a little recall here. He was the actor who introduced the city's bid for Amazon. Remember, it was his voice on that celebrated video that went to Bezos?
Mm-hmm.
He also had a one-man thing at Chicago Theater
that
a couple
was
months
oh.
back. That March 8th, I think he did right. a Star yes. Trek screening and then just kind of like Q&A one-on-one
right.
thing.
Right. Oh. So that may so be the,
that could
both,
be it.
Yeah.
what the deal was. Because that's I remember, and then there were some reasons. Did that go off? Or did they? I thought they postponed it or something.
I don't know.
That happened? Oh, they postponed the interview. That's what they did. that's the best.
Canceling
they
everything.
Got, you know what? We really don't need. You know, the Rocondro, screw it. We don't need it. Well, we're sold out.
Sold out. Yeah. Scrap everything.
Scrap the interview. Here's. Hey, you know what? Bill, destroy his phone number. All right, I'll do it. And next thing you know, Kevin, I love you. Oh,
fun fact about William Shatner, because I was trying to figure out what he's done in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune had a story about him last year about how he has a solar-powered Bitcoin mining farm in southern Illinois.
Really?
So he's got that going on. A lot of side gigs.
Now, you see, perhaps it's that level of investment that has him calling people going, hey, I'd love to work with you again. Do you have a new project coming up?
Bitcoin mining.
Bubby Darling.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Bubby Darling, sweetheart. Listen, Bill Shatner just called and he said that he'd like to sell you his Bitcoin mining farm in southern Illinois. And you immediately came to mind because you live somewhere in the Midwest, though I have never been. And
where is it
that,
again?
That might be somewhere close to where you live. Is it? I don't even know. And that's my agent! My agent!
I mean, I think you got to call him back immediately.
I do. I totally think you have to seize this moment. This
or else you're going to ruin the relationship between him and Kevin because he's going to think he's being blown off.
That's so true. He doesn't get a call back from Kevin. And then, like, the next project, Kevin Smith doesn't even cast him because he thinks he's ungrateful. It could change the course of history for William Shatner and the arc of his career.
Serious drama in Hollywood.
You really could.
Well, because of Rose's agent gave, well, we were a couple digits off on the phone number we gave him. Just happened to go to my client, Rokan. What's the problem?
I honestly don't think that my agent is representing Bill Shatner. At this juncture.
But maybe somebody asked for a number and you know, your agent just happened to slip a Rokan number in there.
847, you've been Shatnered.
It
should be a verb.
Maybe the whole thing's a bit to see what I'll do. It's like one of those. Maybe it's part of a pilot for a reality show,
like a punk,
Yeah, like right, a camera Shatner kind of thing.
Calls people
right
to see what they
We're
do.
Punk exactly. a bunch of radio hosts around the country, billion.
It's called Shat Happened.
Shat Happened. Very nice.
I shat you. I don't know, something like
shat
that.
You not. Is what is the name of the show.
But it's William Shatner. He's a great guy. You gotta call him back. I say you do it on the air tomorrow.
You say we do it at
on the air.
I don't think we could. I don't know.
Well, you can live tape it. You tape it before and then we
no no you can't even do that.
You can't.
No,
if you tell him you are on the air, tape it and then play it back.
I'll just do it live in the second.
Yeah, I think he'd really appreciate that.
You're live on WGN.
Yeah.
Bill? This is Kevin, a.k.a. Roe. You called me a couple times yesterday.
Very nice things that you said about someone else.
And we're being told it's definitely Kevin Smith. Yeah.
I would say
I don't know how anybody would for sure know that.
Well, because they did, let's say they did the Big Bang Theory together, right? Isn't there some connectivity there? There's a clip of them together doing
now,
some promotion.
The funny thing is, in the greatest irony of ironies, I have Kevin Smith's phone number in my phone. And I looked it up earlier when somebody suggested it was, and his number is nowhere near my number.
Okay. But maybe you need to get Kevin and maybe get both on the line.
Maybe, right. So maybe we should call Kevin Smith and William Shatner and put them together.
Yeah, because then you would be, you know, you connect them. You would be the guy that, you know, helps build this relationship.
I got to tell you, this is the best part of being on the air and the host of the show is I can make the producer do this, so it's awkward for him and not for me.
Oh.
I think that's the plan.
Poor Jeff.
You need to call Shatner right now. And yes, you need to call. Did you get the number? Have you gotten the number? Do you have the number? Yeah. I have the number. Should I give the number? Should I just tell him the number now?
No, text him.
All right. Hold on. Let's
just text him the
call
number.
Him.
Let's check in with Kim first and find out what's happening in the WGN newsroom.
The city is reacting to a ruling by the state Supreme Court on the location of food trucks in Chicago.
Still think we got to call him.
Well, we now we're on the hunt for calling William Shatner. I think we got this thing. Or I think we're working this thing out.
Great.
We might have to call Kevin Smith too.
That'd be awesome. Because what if it is Kevin Smith he's trying to connect? You can call Kevin, let him know. He says nice things about him.
If you're just joining us, I got a call yesterday from a phone number I did not know. And it was a guy calling himself Bill, asking for Kevin, and saying, hey, we worked together on this project. It was great. It was fabulous. You're a great director. And I thought, wow, that intrigued me, but it's the wrong phone number, right? I don't know. I'm not going to get in the way. Today, during the show, I get another phone call from that number. Hey, it's Bill Shatner. Just Kevin, I it sounds like you, but I don't recognize the name on the voicemail that I'm calling. Because
it sounds weird.
Because
it's
me
anyway
saying, hey, it's Ro Khan, so I don't know. It's, but I can understand the confusion. Maybe I sound just like Kevin Smith. I don't know. Never thought of it that way.
Delivered a lovely message
to,
we believe, Kevin Smith, or he believes it was Kevin Smith.
And I'm somehow caught in the middle. And so we're just, and so I think now we're required to put the two of them together. We'll try to do that in the 5 o'clock hour some way, shape,
terrific,
or form. In the meantime, Kim Gordon standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Her news in two. I think we made a love connection, though. I think we worked it out
with
all the appropriate people here.
William Shatner was very happy that you spent the time to tell him that he was calling you and not the director he thought he was calling, and that he wanted to call that person very badly. So this was a good thing you did, Rob.
Yes, it all kind of worked out. William Shatner, I got a couple of phone calls from a number that, you know, didn't pop up with a name, and I didn't understand who it was. Voicemails of, you know, a guy talking to another guy about a TV show they just shot together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, well, this isn't it. You know, sometimes you get the wrong voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, hey, is Leon there? And you're like, I get it. I'm not Leon. I understand.
Right.
In this case, though, it was a very fascinating conversation. I thought, now, who are these guys?
You really wanted to know.
Right, I wanted to.
You came in here saying, playing them for me. You're like, right. I don't know who that is.
Play the first one again. Because, I mean, this really does get your, like, this gets your attention.
Kevin, Bill, somehow I got in the car, and I'm sort of like a couple of blocks away. I want to tell you how wonderful you are. Great directing and good eye and precise and knowing what you want. It was wonderful. Let's get together next week and celebrate our mutual successful story here. I don't know what happened to the show, but what we did here the last couple of days is really successful. I'll call.
Okay. Right? Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to that last night, and I'm thinking, who could that be? That sounds like a studio, you know, mogul of some sort.
It
sounded to me like it's a producer talking to a director, and I'm like, this is great. And I'm like, that's old Hollywood. Who could that possibly be? But I thought, all right, well, that'll clear itself up. It's some LA number, and they'll figure it out,
right,
and it won't be anything. And
right.
then during the show today, after 3 o'clock, I looked down at my phone on the desk, and that number's buzzing again, and this voicemail gets left.
Kevin, I guess that's you from the way you're answering it. Oh, the name is unfamiliar. It's Bill Shatner. I just wanted to apologize once again. You're running off without saying the fondest of farewells. I love you. You're a great guy and funny and perceptive and talented. Look forward to our mutual success in the chance that it isn't. I would love to continue our relationship. Love you. Bye-bye.
Very sweet.
Aw.
It's very sweet. And then I realized, oh my God, it's William Shatner.
It's William Shatner. That's when it was very clear. It is William Shatner.
Yeah.
Calling you.
Right. Calling my number to get a hold of some other guy.
And very nice
myself,
things to say.
How does William Shatner have my number? And then we sort of backtracked it, that there was a way, because a couple of months ago he was in town,
uh-huh,
and we were going to do an interview with him. And they were going to call me in my home studio, and maybe that's how the whole thing worked.
Right.
Whatever it was. So we're deciding, you know, what to do. And this came up on the show, you know, about an hour ago. And the everybody here was, you got to reach back out to them and tell them, because it could be important that these two
connect,
connect. And you don't want, if you're Mr. Shatner, you certainly don't want to not connect to the director that you're going to be working with here.
Or feel that you're not getting a call returned.
Right.
Because you know,
been feelings either way.
Right.
So I'm in the control room and we're trying to call William Shatner's number and explain it to him and then maybe make a love connection between the director and the actor. And then it turns out that Lauren had the initial idea of texting. Takes all the awkwardness out of it, but it also takes all of the fun entertainment for the show out of it.
Couldn't do that.
But I did it anyway. I texted him and I said, hey, I explained who I am and that you're calling this number. He calls immediately back and I pick up the phone. And I should have just let it go to voicemail for the show, but I felt, now all of a sudden the I've got to do the right thing. Duty over love is what happened right here.
Not Game of Thrones.
And so
love the reference.
So I thought this is the right thing to do, for my brothers in show business.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick up and I explain it. And it was the greatest conversation ever because he could not figure out how it was that when he was calling this guy's number, he was calling me. And I said, well, what's the number? And then he read the number and I go, well, that's my number. Well, then how come I'm not calling the other guy? I go, because you're calling my number.
He was so confused.
There is a generational thing with the cell phone,
uh-huh.
Right? There's the dumb phone. Where you like those videos where the kids that you hand them like a rotary dial phone and go, hey, make a phone call here, and they can't figure it out. There are things that happen.
But he seemed really happy that you talked to him and you set him straight and you let him know he wasn't connecting with the director guy. He thought he was connecting to.
Yes,
seemed like it was important.
And he was so appreciative. So it turns out that Lauren at least has the right idea.
Well, clearly he couldn't hear your name because he was like, Rokan. Your name sounds a little funny, Kevin, but I'm guessing that's you.
It's a different name, very unfamiliar to me. Because it's Rokan, not Kevin Smith or Kevin Burns, right?
I guess.
Whoever it was.
All right. So I think what we have here is was a failure to communicate, and we might have now bridged a communication.
Maybe, but didn't he call you back again?
Yeah, he did. And I didn't. But he
by
didn't,
accident?
Yeah, but he didn't leave a voicemail. Because I think he may have realized that he's still calling that number to try to get a hold of this guy. So there we have it.
But you made it right, though, Ro.
I did. I hope I made it right.
Proud of you. I think you did.
You did the right thing.
See how Kevin's disappointed. That is exactly.
Kevin's like, get him on the air
that
live.
That is the worst showbiz moment ever. Kevin is as the producer. Wait, what?
He's like, what did you do? You ruined the whole thing.
Wait, hold on a second.
Everyone says he's such a nice guy, though, so you did the right thing.
Hold on. Kevin Burns?
Yes, sir.
Kevin Burns, thank you very much. Now, this is the craziest thing in the world, because for 2 days, I've been getting calls from William Shatner, who was calling you.
He said very nice things about you, Kevin.
Yes.
Really effusive about how lovely you are, amazing director, and detail-oriented. It was quite amazing.
Kevin, I feel...
This is the most embarrassing moment of my life.
I feel compelled, Kevin, to play the voicemail for you so you get it. Now, did he call you yet?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He did call me.
This afternoon.
He said, Kevin, I... I want to apologize. I have been calling you for 2 days, and I'm trying to do my best William Shatner. And he goes, and I get this voice machine. It's rough. And I just thought that was your answering machine, that you went crazy on your answering machine.
Oh, my God.
And I was leaving these messages. And he goes, am I going to call back from someone? Uh-huh. And it wasn't you. So anyway, he'll probably have to change his number now.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to trump him.
No.
I'm not going to put his phone number out. But now I will have it in my phone. So I just want to play. This is the one he left last night, and I think it's very effusive. Take a listen.
Kevin, Bill, somehow I got in the car, and I'm sort of like a couple of blocks away. I want to tell you how wonderful you are. Great directing and good eye and precise and knowing what you want. It was wonderful. Let's get together next week and celebrate our mutual successful story here. I don't know what will happen to the show, but what we did here the last couple of days is really successful. I'll call.
There you go. That's very nice.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Yes, that was. I think it was incredibly lovely. What is the? Can you talk about the project?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm happy to talk about it. And it's funny because it kind of began. I don't know if I can mention Mr. Cow.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
because he's, you know, look, I'm like a dog. I stop at every tree. I do a lot of different television shows. Mm-hmm. And I do The Curse of Oak Island for History Channel, and I do Ancient Aliens for the History Channel. And I'm one of the executive producers on the new Lost in Space for Netflix. Because when I grew up, I was a big Irwin Allen geek, and I love Lost in Space.
Yeah.
And I worked
great
for a
show.
Number of years to get the rights. Well, one of the biggest Lost in Space fans is Mancow. And when he found out that I love Lost in Space, he looked me up, and we became friends years ago, and he befriended the cast and everything else. So I know that he's friends with Mr. Shatner, and he's always talking about his friend, you know, Bill Shatner. And, you know, and so in doing Ancient Aliens, we did an episode of Ancient Aliens, and I found out that Shatner, and I had worked with him before, but I found out that he had done a show about Eric Von Daniken back in the 70s, and this was meant to be a 50th anniversary tribute to Eric Von Daniken, so we brought him in, and he did an interview for that show, and in the course of it, it turned out to be a hugely well-rated episode of Ancient Aliens, and so Rob Chernow, who's the head of all the A&E networks, including History Channel and Lifetime and A&E, is also a good friend of Shatner's, and he said, what about Shatner hosting this new show that you're going to do for us, Kevin, called The Unexplained?
Oh.
And The Unexplained is this kind of, it's kind of In Search Of meets Ripley's Believe It or Not meets, kind of a mystery show about the unexplained mysteries and what we think causes them, and everything from strange creatures and weird freaks of nature and evil places and haunted houses and mysteries of the brain. And he had done a similar show called Weird or What out of Canada that was played, had some success some years ago. And anyway, he was excited to do it. We made a deal for him to do it. And
there you have it. Is it airing somewhere?
It's going to air on the History Channel in July.
Okay.
It airs, I don't have the exact date, but it's going to air on a Friday night after Ancient Aliens. And he became more than a host narrator. He really became a partner and a friend in the process. So we've really had a ball working with him. Because you never know when you bring somebody in, especially somebody with his incredible pedigree, I mean,
right.
his incredible
yeah.
career, if he's going to be, you know, difficult to work with or a joy to work with, or if he's into the material or not. And he, I have to say, anybody can look up his age. He's 88 years old.
Wow.
I swear to God, without exaggeration, he looks like he's in his late 60s.
I know.
Early
he was just on TV. The
totally
crazy
does.
Thing,
that surprises
Kevin,
me.
Is that he was just on TV today, nationally, on that the talk show, you know, that on CBS. The CBS
Chew.
Version
yeah.
of, no, it's The Talk.
The Talk.
The Chew was the thing where that was on ABC.
Oh, right.
That didn't work out.
That did.
That's where they were spitting in the food. The this thing, it's funny because it was just on. Apparently, he was talking about this project with you while he's calling me
wow.
to make a voicemail to you. And then we were talking about it, and there was an inexplicable moment on the show in which one of the hosts asked him about his relationship with Leonard Nimoy and if it's gotten better since, you know, they had a bad relationship. And he goes, well, he's dead, so no, it hasn't gotten better. So that was
awkward.
Yeah, very awkward moment. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I just want to say that I've done God's work today because I made sure that you and William Shatner were able to have this conversation, stay connected at the level that you need to stay connected. And I wish you the best success and the show the best success. And when right before it premieres, I offer you an open invitation to join us on the show, both of you, to talk about this.
I would love to. And that's a wonderful invitation. And I just have to say, It's been a joy. I've worked with everybody in this business. I did Biography for A&E. We did 167 people. We met incredible people. He really is one of the last of the great iconic personalities. He really does deserve the attention and the fame that he has.
Big Hollywood. He is absolute Hollywood royalty. And we can't really say that about, you know, that sort of old school character, you know, actor that is just the actor, you know, he's like, you're not going to cast him to like Pacino to play somebody who doesn't look like him, right? He's one of those guys like Cary Grant. You just got to make him. And,
well, again, you know, when you're good enough that your one name is enough, like Cher, Madonna, yeah. Shatner. Right. I mean,
it's true.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's bigger than life. So congratulations on that. Congratulations to him. I'm happy everybody got along.
Thank you for taking the time for us, Kevin. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, and I appreciate it. And we will. We will be happy when we get closer to the air date because it's a very special show, and what he brings to it is amazing. So
there you go.
So I'm very excited, very proud of it.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Sorry to get in the way. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How cool is he?
Oh, my God.
Gosh. There are nice people in Hollywood.
This is just true that crazy things happen to me.
Yeah, it is true.
And I
you
don't
do
know why.
You do find yourself in the middle of these things, don't you?
Right. This is a complete accident.
Well, what was
I
weird
didn't ask
is
William
you,
Shatner to
you
call
brought
me.
It up before you even knew it was William Shatner. Say, this is a strange phone call. Like, it's just listen to this. This is kind of weird. Like, this seems like it might be somebody that we should know. Sure enough. Bill Shatner.
Who knew we'd make it into a bit on the radio? All right, hold on. Let's check with
you. Did God's work today.
What? Right. Well, for the radio. What's going on in the news?
Plans are in the works to return the Boeing 737 MAX plane back into the skies.